When I think of the American heroes such as George Washington, John Adams, Samuel Adams, and Patrick Henry, or our veterans, or the heroes of the faith such as Abraham, Moses, David, Joshua, and Jesus Christ, I stop to think of their awful sacrifice which they laid on the altar of freedom for each one of us to walk in today. Our founder said, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." Yet today in this country, I see many leaders in the Christian, patriotic, and/or conservative rings do nothing but talk in circles, like a group of dogs chasing their tails. Well, they say much and they do nothing. They are capitulating diplomats. And the more I become acquainted with America's supposed leadership over the past 40 years, the more I am disheartened. And then I understand why we as a nation are in trouble. And in the meantime, the younger generations of which I am a part have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. But friends, the talk goes on. Our veterans fight, bleed, and die in foreign lands to uphold the Constitution of the United States. And back here at home, the American people are debating away what their veterans are sacrificing for. Instead of standing up and fighting for our God-given liberties, they sit down and they talk. What does this lack of leadership come to? I can tell you. Saving face while relinquishing our American sovereignty unto a foreign power. Can you imagine George Washington saying, "You know what, guys? I know there's a serious price to be paid through the Revolutionary War, but our future posterity isn't really worth it. Let's set up another panel to discuss this." Or can you imagine Moses taking a poll before the leading of the children of Israel out of Egypt? Or what about Jesus Christ, before going to the cross to die for the sins of the world, saying, "It's not all expedient for my ministry to bear this shame in order to redeem mankind"? As facetious as this might sound, this is exactly why America is in such a sad position. Our leaders have to be politically correct so they can hold on to their sponsors and their positions. They don't want to mar their reputation, and they say it's too radical to stand up in the face of tyranny or to tell God's truth. Well, because after all, they might be called haters by a group of criminals. I say shame upon them. They lose face and their country while they try to save face. They are unchristian, un-American, and unpatriotic hypocrites. They need to understand that real love is demonstrated, not spoken of. 1 John 3:18. In conclusion, listen to what the second president of the United States of America, John Adams, rightly stated when leaving his post to the American people. He said, "O posterity, you will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it."
Huh. Well, that's kind of odd, isn't it, folks? Just took over my computer here. Huh. Haven't seen that before. Anyways, welcome to the show. How are you guys? Think I ever seen that before. A lot of that going on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What happened is we play a video from each portion of one of my couple hundred videos. And during the first 3 minutes, everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, it cut off. And then it was going to address Donald Trump and J.D. Vance concerning security issues. So they just shut my video off on me. So that was on them, and that's probably why you weren't hearing anything, because there was no audio playing during that time. Just wanted to clarify. By the way, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, again, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Still getting used to it myself. That's probably going to take me a minute, but I'll tell you what, I got all the other numbers memorized, right? Today we started the Minnesota State Fair, and boy, oh boy, is it downpouring here in the state of Minnesota. It's not snowing yet. It's raining real hard, friends. It's like the Lord just opened the valve and just let it rain on us again. And it's been doing this all summer. It's been really good for the farmers. I'm sure probably a little too much for the farmers, but I'll tell you what, never seen a bad crop as to where we live rurally. So anyways, Minnesota State Fair, we're on the east end, bottom floor of the grandstand, east end, bottom floor of the grandstand. We started this morning, dropped off the crew. And when we dropped off the crew, folks, there was more people there than I've seen in years. So I suspect that people are just wanting to get back to the norm. Well, that's not going to help happen until the bad people are dealt with by the good people. I can tell you that right now. They're going to continuously play their games, and it's exactly what's happening. As a matter of fact, just to segue into what I'm going to be talking about, when they, the left, as they call it, become the standard, how is it that the American people have allowed a bunch of criminals to get up and foam out their shame in front of the world, as if to suggest that they represent we the people? I mean, it's absolutely amazing, is it not? Oh, yeah, it really is. You've heard this before, some of you, but it's true, because right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. Purity must always be purity, okay? Right and wrong are a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments. Period. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Just read Romans, the whole book, over the last couple days. But the Ten Commandments were given as the standard. Who fulfilled the Ten Commandments? Jesus Christ did. Therefore, who is the standard? Jesus Christ is. When you look at the Constitution, Article 6, Section 2, who bestowed common law upon the American people? The Lord did. It's called the Torah. It's called common law. Look at the preamble to that of the Declaration of Independence. I'm talking about that which was the precursor concerning our forefathers and what it was that they had for what you might call a Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact. And then the four references in the Declaration of Independence. And then in the year of our Lord, 1787, the U.S. Constitution. And then every state preamble acknowledges who as to where our rights come from. First and foremost, the Lord, period. Okay? Period. So we all know where our rights come from. Therefore, he's the standard. Fallen man is not. How is what the right calls the left, how do they exist? Because if, again, the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. How is it that we have a sliding scale now that the left becomes the standard? For example, the unconstitutional Democrats and the unconstitutional Republicans. Did you see what the RNC just did, right? Just to prove the point once again, everybody's starting to full circle and come back to, you know what? What Bradley was talking about is exactly what we need to be talking about right now. They just normalized the murder of babies on what they call the RNC. They just normalized sodomy. They can go ahead and normalize whatever they want to. God's still going to condemn it. And why is that? Because in the spirit, the law is always perpetual, period. It's always at work. He's always working through his mercy and judgment, right? Judgment rejoiceth against, or I'm sorry, mercy rejoiceth against judgment. That belongs to the repentant. I just want to make clear everybody understands that. Okay? That belongs to the repentant. But what I'm trying to say here, friends, isn't it interesting how we have a bunch of criminals that have been put up by the powers that you tolerate? A bunch of criminals by the powers that you tolerate, as if to suggest that there's a right and a left. And even if the right was the right, only to come back to what we would call common sense. My kids can tell you this, friends, and I'm not using my kids as a lower common denominator, but I am telling you my kids understand what I'm telling you right now. How is it that the right, instead of doing the right thing, now succumbs to what they call the left, which does not exist? How are they the standard now? How have they taken these scoundrels, these debased and reprobate individuals? How is it that the American people have allowed them to be put up and foam in their crime in the face of the people, as if, again, to suggest that they're representing the people in the United States of America? They are not. They are not. This is that small portion, and I'm going to show you some of this stuff in just a couple minutes, but this is that small portion of people that are using the mainstream media through their crimes in manipulating and corralling the American people into believing that what they say is what the people want. Absolutely not in any sense of the word. But I do got a question for the American people. How is it that you tolerate what they call the left? I mean, is this some sort of game? I mean, contemplate all the men and individuals that have fought war after war throughout the history of America, fighting off tyrants that you're now tolerating today. It's not the bad guy desecrating the blood or the memories of those that sacrificed themselves to give you the freedoms that you have. It's you allowing the bad guys to do what the bad guys do. Because as I just said, right must always be right, and truth must always be truth, and purity must always be purity. Because right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality, which means conformed to truth, Webster's 1828, that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. Crime will always be crime no matter what they say. And they're trying to normalize the crime because they're trying to get your eyes fixed on the fact that the floor is now the standard rather than Jesus Christ. That the criminals are now the standard rather than the law that condemns their crime and bringing them unto justice and judgment. Because that's what preserves our liberties. And without it, we're going to be in trouble. And that's why we're in trouble today. Hey, folks, let me say this. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless style. Absolutely not. It must be where it always is. So what is crime then to replace the law that produces liberty? Absolutely not. Because that's no good for any society. That's how you destroy a society. And that's what the powers that are tolerated are doing today. See, that produces bondage, not liberty, friends. It produces slaves. And if you don't awaken to the fact of what I'm telling you right now, you better understand that these debased scoundrels mean to enslave you. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I just want to show you this, folks, because we're talking about how the American people have allowed these criminals to get up and foam out their shame. They're called the left, as the media calls them, the mainstream media, and they're useful idiots. Notice that there's hardly anybody there. Notice that we've already found out, just proving another point of one of those things that I, on a reoccurring theme, continuously blare into the ears of the American people, and they don't want to listen to it. They want to play the game, and they don't realize that they're not the ones playing the game. They are the pawn on the board of those that are playing them. But this is the DNC, unconstitutional. There's criminal, whore. In the natural and in the spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:14, Kamala Harris, right? As if to suggest anybody put her up, right? Nope, but this is the mainstream media, again, just like Obama, just like Hillary Clinton, just like the rest of them, and yes, this includes Donald Trump. But I want you to see this. Look at this. There's nobody there. We've already busted, friends, them on Craigslist, trying to hire people to come in and sit in on these events because they wanted to give to the American people the impression that half of the American people are in support of what they call the left. No. Hey, folks, when they talk of the left, listen carefully. We're talking of those that are transgressing law that belong in jail. Why are you allowing a bunch of criminals to foam out their shame as if to suggest that they're a legitimate candidate for the presidency of the United States of America? I don't understand it. But the only thing I can do is blow the trumpet again. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Read Ezekiel 33 when you get a moment. Look at this. This is the five notable provisions in the Democratic Party platform. And what are they doing? Well, they're boasting of abortion. They're boasting of transgenders doesn't exist. They're boasting of whatever they want to boast of. Right. And the right sits back and does nothing but to conform to what they call the left. And that's exactly what the RNC just did. When is it that the people are going to figure out how they're being played? I can't even make it up. Folks, do you guys remember back in 2010 when Obama was in office and they started to see, the American people started to see Obama for who he was, a foreigner, a sodomite, a criminal, entertaining America's enemies within the people's White House. You all remember this? Do you remember how many people were unseated during that particular time? Do you remember when Obama, during his second term, went out and about and he told the people that the stadium was sold out, only to find out that they were giving away tickets and they couldn't even give away free tickets? Do you remember all this? I mean, again, I just want to make clear you all understand how you're being played. You're the ones that are being played. They're trying to legitimize what they are not. And again, I want to revert back to the fact that I told you that's exactly why they wanted the illegals into America, because they cannot produce the support that they claim that they have. Now they're trying to do it through the illegals as well. Okay? Again, I want you to understand how you're being played here. I want to show you something. Because it doesn't stop there. It goes on. The show goes on. And again, you're the ones that are being entertained out of your freedoms. Give them a piece of bread and a circus. You can do whatever you want with them, said Caesar. It's exactly what's going on here. Hey, folks, if you believe anything that's on the television set today, I'll tell you what. There is your first problem, and it's going to be your last if you don't get away from it. The Lord told us to come out from among them for a reason. Also read Romans 12, 2 when you get a moment. That we're not to be conformed to the world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God. How are you going to renew your mind when you keep jumping in a cesspool of a spirit of Antichrist that promotes everything that God condemns? I don't get it. 1 John 2. Read the whole chapter. It's fantastic. It's one of my favorite books. I wanted to show you this, and this is something I told you too, but you can see that Kamala Harris is put in place to drive support to Donald Trump, just like I said. But for those that are caught up into the establishment game, here, I want to say this again. You complain about the establishment. I want to show you the two players that are establishment right here. Because of the 1,250 others that are running for presidential opportunities, they're completely being ignored. Go to ballotpedia/presidential.org. You're going to find out that there's over 1,250 other presidential candidates, but these two clowns in the circus of politics is all that they're offering up to you. But just to prove the point that they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have, we've been told that it's a neck and neck run. It's always a neck and neck run. Why? Because they want to continuously drive a wedge between the people and create division. Because if they can create division and create domestic insurrection, hey folks, and you play right into their hands, they don't have to do anything because they've already won. That's why Jesus told us to beware of it. Divide and conquer, Matthew 3:25. It's exactly what's being played out. Now, I've already shared, and I've told you this several times, that when Joe Biden was running for presidential candidacy, so I'm not saying in any sense of the word that they might not put Kamala in there. They might just do it because they see how ignorant the people in this country already are, right? But I do want to remind you that the fact that Joe Biden, when he was in Arizona, not one person came in support. Not one person showed up in support of Joe Biden. Yet, when it came to voting the people in who the people voted in, they said that 80 million Americans voted in Joe Biden, and the American people left it. They left it alone. They took it because they didn't want to be demonized by the mainstream media that was attacking anybody that was calling out voter fraud for what it was, a bunch of cowards. And I'll tell you what, cowards did not establish this republic, and cowards will not preserve it. And that's exactly why we're losing our freedoms, because we have too many cowards and desensitized human beings watching the television and listening to every lie that they promulgate. Every single lie. There's no truth in these people, friends. John 8:44 once again. But again, Kamala Harris comes back to 7 million people in Orange County, California. And how many people came out in support? We showed you the pictures, friends. Three people. And now they want you to believe that 21% of the Americans want Kamala Harris in office, right? Remember, we were told by the mainstream media it's neck and neck. It's always neck and neck, like I just got done reiterating. It's neck and neck. No, it is not. No, it is not. Okay? And what are they doing? They're using Kamala Harris to drive support to Donald Trump, who is making records amount of money off of his supporters, his worshipers, Acts 12:22. There's nothing worse than watching a bunch of American people support their own oppressors, and it's exactly what they're doing. But for the sake of just proving the point of which I continuously tell you, if you're caught up into the establishment game that you're complaining about, they just found out that the Dodge designer debunked the mainstream media's false polls and claims that reported an even contest between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. It's 79% to 21%. I'm telling you right now, friends, truth be told, she ain't got 1%. Again, they want to divide people at all costs. Why is it, again, that the left has become the standard, as they call it? And I can say it a million times over, and I'll say it again. The right was doing the right thing all the time. There wouldn't be a left. So when are you going to stand up and do the right thing, Americans? And you wonder why you're sitting there being laughed at by foreign countries who are waiting for you to get back to your God and your Constitution and dealing with these criminals that are gloating in front of the face of the world. But what are they doing, folks? What are they foaming out when it comes to their shame? They're foaming out crimes that God condemns, that humans condemn. And it's unthinkable, but it's what is happening. And I just want to clarify really quick, too, what they call the left and what it is that they're foaming out concerning their crimes. Behind closed doors, it's exactly what Donald Trump is promoting. Exactly what Donald Trump is promoting. 281-845-4704 if you'd like to contend Jude 3 and 4. 281-845-4704. Don't need any of your comments. Don't need any of your emails taking shots at me. Man up and give me a call. Love to hear from you. Also wanted to highlight some other things, friends, because, you know, we're told that by the CDC that everybody's getting geared up for the next virus. Now it's monkeypox, right? They say remove the K and then you're going to see what it's really about. Moneypox, that's right. Just go ahead, zero in on the pill that's in the jam and who's profiting from the crisis that they create, and you're going to understand exactly who's behind all of it, right? Well, this is what I want you to hear. You know what's crazy about all of this? When a doctor asked about this new COVID vaccine, right, that they just came out with, 20 million people dead, by the way, because of the experimental jabs. These people are accusing those that weren't jabbed by the experimental jabs, those that obeyed the Lord and said no to putting poison into their veins. They are now accusing you of the 20 million that have been that have passed away because of the experimental jabs. This is what Satan does. He's the persecutor of the brethren. You can go to Revelation 12:10. There it is right there. Accuse others of what you're guilty of. I want you to see, speaking of this new vaccine that they're trying to sell right now, they're trying to push it on you again, friends, all over again. When asked by a doctor as to how you're supposed to diagnose this COVID vaccine, I want you to listen to the response of this man.
Knows COVID, though.
How do you diagnose COVID? He's looking on his computer to see what he's supposed to say because he's brainless. See, that's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, folks, it's absolutely true. I'll come back. I'll play that for you again in a moment here.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, T-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'll tell you what, it is just one of those years. It's just one thing after another, staying on top of your game. But we are here attacking the issues as to the issues that need to be attacked, the lies, the crimes that are being promulgated and promoted by criminals in government. The very crimes that they're supposed to condemn are the very ones that they're advocating for, friends. Read 25 of Deuteronomy, verse 1, when you get a moment. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Please do give us a call. Pro or con, it matters not. I did want to say, friends, if you want to check us out on live stream, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page. Subscribe as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, I was just thinking, isn't it interesting how we look at all these unconstitutional agencies that are used as attack dogs on political opposition when it comes to corruption within the halls of government? I mean, they're on their game illegally, but yet you ask all the law abiders to come together and stand up for justice, and you can't get together with more than 20 people without arguing about it. Because what they want to do, most people want to just pass it off onto their favorite politicians to do what they promised to do, yet when they get in office, they never do it. That's craziness, isn't it? I want to go back to this because they're promoting the new shot. Yesterday, we were at a hotel because we got the Minnesota State Fair for the next 12 days. Today was the first day. Do come down and see us if you're there, please. East end of the grandstand, bottom left corner of the basement. Okay, I was highlighting the fact that when I was at the hotel yesterday, I was noticing when I looked up at the screen, they're promoting the shot. I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, they're promoting the shot because the people didn't fail, or the people failed to deal with Anthony Fauci. Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. They failed to deal with Joe Biden and the CDC and the NIH and the WHO. And everybody, you all know what I just gave you concerning the acronyms for these unconstitutional agencies. They have no constitutional authority. They're running under administrative law, which runs counter to the Constitution. They're being used to what? Well, just go ahead and ask Kamala Harris again. Depopulate. They need small numbers so they can keep control over them. The mob. Why? Because they're afraid of the mob. They're afraid that the mob and their eyes are going to be opened up. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's what's going on. But anyways, they're promoting the COVID shot again. This doctor asked this other doctor a question about how do you diagnose COVID? I want you to listen to his answer. And I want you to pay attention to what this guy's doing, friends, because he's looking down at the screen, looking for the answer to the question. So that's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, because he's getting paid, friends, by people that demand that he lies, steals, and kills, not knowing that they're going to do it to him because he's expendable in the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months when they don't need him anymore as well. But I guess it's just a temporary fix for him. As he kills off his brothers and promotes lies the way that this man does. But I want you to listen to the answer that he gives when asked how to diagnose COVID. This is important that you see this.
Gotcha. How do you diagnose COVID, though?
Well, let's see.
Embarrassing for the American people. I'm embarrassed for the people for putting up with this. Isn't that crazy? He's still going.
Gotcha. How do you diagnose?
He couldn't give an answer. But isn't it amazing how they're selling it to you, friends? How they're marketing it? Isn't that, they got all the answers as to how to market it. It's just like politicians and their talking points. That's why every time there's a debate, they're already pre-scripted questions. The politicians already know what questions are going to be proposed. They're softballs. How many times have politicians been busted with pre-scripted questions to an alleged debate? It's not a debate. It's a show, and the show must go on. As long as people are sitting in the seats, they're going to keep delivering up the battle, right? And that's exactly what's happening. Here's another one. Just wanted to highlight this real quick. Michael Snyder from sonsoflibertymedia.com, a contributor over there, he just highlighted the fact that the Biden administration got credit for 818,000 new jobs that never actually existed. No. They can go ahead and tell you whatever you want to hear. I'll tell you what they are telling you. They're telling you what you want to hear until you're appeased enough where you go back to sleep. Matthew 13:25, the enemy sowed tares when men slept. The problem is Americans are sleeping with their eyes wide open, and they are wide open. They're asleep. But folks, they're going to keep telling you what you want to hear until it doesn't matter anymore. They're going to keep telling you exactly what you want to hear until it doesn't matter anymore. I said this last year, and I want to say it again because we're at the state fair, and this is when I noticed this. But I'll tell you what, folks, there are these 15-minute cities that Donald Trump is promoting. They're all over the state. They're building brand-new studio apartments everywhere in the suburbs. So 20 million people murdered by the experimental jab, and yet they're building all these buildings. Could it be for Americans, or could it be for those that are replacing Americans? Wait, let me guess. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. There's the answer. That's the answer right there. Yep. People don't want to listen. Hey, folks, you're listening to me carefully. Look at me. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do with it. But remember what I'm telling you right now. Not only are in federal and state governments your said representatives committing the act of treason towards the people, Article 3, Section 3, aiding and abetting the enemy by alluring these illegals in, but I want you to remember this, because this is what you need to hear. When that day comes where you have no more power to stand against what's going on in this country, and foreigners are the head and you're made the tail, don't tell me I didn't tell you for 20 years constantly that's what this is all about. You're being displaced. You're being dispossessed. And the fact of the matter is, the Lord tells us in 22, verse 4 and 5 of Joshua, that listen, when you get the possession, what you have, you're to keep my commandments in your possession during that same time to remain in the possession that has been given to you at such a high cost. You don't lower the law at any given time. At no time do you lower the law, friends. But I want to tell you again where the fault lies. And it comes back to the American people. I have no problem taking responsibility. I mean, one of the signs of repentance, as a matter of fact, here, I want to just show you this so you can understand. Bradley's just condemning everybody again today. No, I'm not. If you feel condemnation, it's because you love the darkness rather than the light. Read your Bible. I've taken responsibility long ago, and I'm going to continuously take it. And the way that I take responsibility is I right the wrongs that I'm guilty of. Because for 20-some years of my life, I was a part of the problem. Okay? But when I look at 2 Corinthians 7:10, what does it say? It says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation," liberation from sin, "not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." These are the people that are altar athletes that say that they've repented of their sin, but they live in the world. They feed on the world. And they're the ones that are going to die in their sins. And then they're going to wonder why, because they didn't want to listen once again. But what does 7:11 of 2 Corinthians say? It says, "For behold, the selfsame thing, this, that you sorrowed after a godly sort." When you're sorry for your sin and you've repented, what does it work in you? This is what it says. What carefulness? Carefulness in what? "That I might not sin against before the Lord." Why? Because I've hid his word in my heart. "The word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against them," is what King David said. Okay, this is a godly sort of repentance. What carefulness it wrought in you. The word "wrought" means to be pounded in place by a hammer. That's right. Okay, yeah, what clearing of yourselves. "Lord, don't cleanse me just from secret faults, but cleanse me from my known faults. I want to walk in the light of your countenance. I don't want to be an offense to you. Wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. Sanctify me. Establish me concerning the sure mercies of David, ordered aright and sure. Let me be a partaker of that. Let me be a partaker of the divine nature in power that overcomes this world," right? What indignation? What is he talking about? Well, when your disobedience or your obedience is fulfilled, you're supposed to take vengeance on all disobedience, right? This is godly repentance, folks. 7, 10, and 11 of 2 Corinthians. Then what does it say? And yeah, what fear? Fear of what? Fear of the Lord and departing from iniquity. And fear of the Lord in doing what he commands you to do, where there's strong confidence and much assurance. Right? Most people haven't taken the time to understand this. If the law of God is written in your heart and mind, it is. Guess what? You're going to understand this in proper balance, and you're not going to have a false balance. But let me go on. We're not done yet. What vehement desire? Desire for what? The things of the Lord, that he might show himself strong on our behalf. Yeah. What zeal? Whoa, zeal for what? Good works. Yeah. I don't do the works to get saved. I do the works because I am saved. We're talking about justification by faith, right? And the just shall live by faith. Those that have the faith of Christ, guess what they do? The works. See the order in which that comes? You do the works because you're saved. You don't do the works to get saved. Okay? And that's what real faith does. And it bears fruit to the glory of Jesus Christ. John 15:8. Read your Bibles, friends. Okay? Going on. Yeah, what revenge? Revenge against what? All that which put Christ upon the cross. In all things have you approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. That is amazing. That's godly repentance. Oh, and that's the New Testament, which is the fulfilling of the old. But I wanted to tell you where the problem lies. Do you want to go ahead and check this out? This is insanity. It really is. I'm going to go over to Malachi, which comes to my aid right now, 2:6, and I want you to listen to this, and then I want you to put it up against what you see in the American churches today, which are responsible for the darkness that's taking over the land, okay? I'm going to come right back to Malachi 2:6 in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just wanted to show this to you really quick. It just popped up on social media platforms. You know how these politicians, you know, these ones that are delivered up to the people, what is there, like five options at the very beginning, and then it's dwindled down, but the people don't realize that all five are working for the powers that are tolerated, right? That's controlled opposition. Again, remember, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Let's put up two people. Let's make them arch enemies. And what we'll do is we'll control the opposition. We'll use one bad guy and one good guy. That's what they do. This is communism, right? Pro wrestling at its very worst. Well, you know, RFK Jr., I'll tell you what, I'd love to get him up on the show. And we got some friends that are connected to him, and we're going to try to get him up soon enough. But I, you know what? There's a lot of things with RFK Jr. that I respect, probably because of his dad and his uncle more than anything else. But there was a lot of things that were very inspiring by RFK Jr. During the pandemic, he came out and he told the truth. And then on the other side, friends, he was going on talk shows and talking about how he and his whole family were vaccinated. And so I'm just thinking to myself, okay, dude, you are a double-minded man. You are blowing off confusion every direction that you speak. Well, they put him up as one of the options to become the president of the United States of America, right? And just like every other one of them, what do? When they see that they don't have the support, then they go and turn to their guy that they're told to get behind. Hey, folks, I want you to listen to me. If you've not taken the time to see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington from the 1930s, you need to watch that. It's very accurate as to what's going on in America today. Americans, they're not representatives. They're controlled opposition. They are in the hands of their controllers doing what they're told to do. It's exactly what just happened here. RFK Jr. Endorses Trump, okay? And here we go again. No surprise here. You knew it was just a matter of time. It comes down to the wire, and they keep driving you to the options that have been given rather than the real options within the establishment that everybody's complaining about. Okay, so what I wanted to do, I wanted to go back and tell you what the real problem is in the country, because talking about bringing on responsibility, that's what godly repentance does, friends. It makes us responsible. And when we see the issues out there, we're called to go out and build the waste places. We're to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. That's called taking responsibility. That's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty. So when I'm talking about other people leaving off duty, yes, it's very cumbersome. It's very vexing to a man's soul. Especially when you see someone else profess to be a Christian and they have no idea what they're talking about and what they're leading men to. Well, let me show you this. Mercy Culture Church Pastor Landon Scott. He said, if you're not a Christian, if you vote for Democrat, what is the problem? Why does the world do what the world does, friends? Here it is right here. The ignorance on display, it's like the new cool thing to do for these little femmy guys that wear these skinnies. They don't put socks on and they put dress shoes on. And then they all look the same. They all act the same. They all have the same haircuts. They all have the same weird glasses. And they all have the same message. And it's interesting, friends. None of them are anointed. Isn't that crazy? And what are we seeing? Well, we're seeing another guy talking about, you know, how you better get out there and vote for Trump, because if you don't, you're not a Christian. If you vote for the other side, what is he doing? He's worse than the people that he's complaining about. Why do I say that? Because when I look at Malachi 2:6, what does it say? The law of truth is in his mouth, and injustice was not found on his lips. He knows what the law says, and he walks accordingly. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turn many from lawlessness. What is this clown doing? I'm serious, folks. He's a clown. You say, well, Bradley, you're name calling right now. No, I'm just telling you the truth of the matter. Charles Spurgeon said, and I want you to listen carefully, because he was exactly right when he said it. He said, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. I'll say it again. The time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns entertaining the goats. These effeminate men are set up as a judgment upon the people to itch their itching ears, to tell them the things that they want to hear. It's amazing. Matter of fact, there's another guy that's going across the country now, bringing forth the entrance of the Spirit of God through praise and worship. Far be it from me to be backwards on this topic. I'm not trying to get anybody into the position of not praising God. Listen, but we are, as Christians, set for the defense of the gospel. And it should offend you when people are out there mocking and counterfeiting Christianity when it's not the Christ in any sense of the word. And when they're talking about ushering in the Spirit of God, it's not the same God that we're talking about when we're reading the Word of God. These are a bunch of modern gospels, fallen down, modern, converts, mushroom converts is what George Whitefield called them, because they're going right with it and they're not going against it. And the people that just jump on board, this guy's coming to Minnesota now, man. You got to bring a table. You got to bring some coffee, some water. Get out there and praise be to the Lord. And you know what this guy's doing? He's promoting Donald Trump. I mean, it's crazy. It's like, really? You're praising God, and at the same time, you're spending more time playing the cheerleader for the father of the vaccine, and you can't wait until he gets into the office so he can do it all over again. Are you kidding me? And let me say it one more time. Remember, friends, tyrants are set up to the people as what? As heroes to the people. They are loved. They are not hated. And how the American people haven't figured this clown out, I have no idea. I thought Benito Mussolini was bad until I seen Obama, and I thought that guy was really bad until I seen Donald Trump. Okay. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Give me a call. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I really would. I'm going to get back to this because I want to dovetail this the best way that I can by the Holy Ghost. The left is not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. The lawgiver is the standard. Jesus came in to magnify the law that we have. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. What law saith you? You ask with a question. What law, Bradley? Tell me. Moral law that he never abrogated. You know that one found in Matthew 5:17? Here, let me go back in time just a little bit. Let's go back into the Old Testament, which again, the New Testament is the fulfilling of the old, where it said that he will magnify the law, Isaiah 42:21. Oh, that's not good enough. Here, let's go over to Psalm 40, verse 7. Oh, you want some references now in the New Testament? Okay, I'm glad you asked. 8:10 of Hebrews? Oh, you need another one. 10:7 of Hebrews. Oh, do you need more than that? Because if you go to Matthew 5:17, you're going to see that he came not to destroy the law and the prophets, but to fulfill. But to fulfill. That's what he did, and that's what we're called to do as the church in America today. I mean, Americans now, I mean, they act like for some reason or another, the murder of babies has nothing to do with them. It's not their business. Nope, you're your brother's keepers. You better get busy. I want to go back to this. Right must always be right. There is no such thing as a left in this country, friends. Truth must always be true. Purity must always be pure. Right and wrong are a permanent fixture in the morality that God has established through the 10 commandments, and they cannot be removed, period. Let me say it again. Even if man does, God doesn't. There you go. So you can go ahead and sear your conscience all you want, but the fact of the matter is you're going to reap what you sow. Do yourself a favor. Go to the cross of Christ and repent, because it's your iniquity that was laid upon him. Okay? It's not his for him. The only sin Jesus ever had was ours, and the only righteousness that we're ever going to have is his. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:21. You cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyle. You can't do it. Must be where it always is. So, question, is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because that's no good for any society. That produces slavery. It produces bondage, not liberty. So, therefore, if you do away with God's law, you have no crime. 4:15 of Romans. Criminals love that mentality because you need to understand that right is right eternally. This overrides all bad and cannot be wrong. God is not a man that he should lie. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. We have all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, out of doing which is right, just and true, by saying, well, I was born that way, or I just can't help myself. Well, friends, that's very specious, right? But it's utterly false, because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. You're still going to answer for it. Why? Because sin is moral, not physical. So never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. Don't forget what I'm telling you, because we're going to be judged accordingly by that man, Jesus Christ, Acts 17:31. Talk to you in 23. See ya.